Hello and welcome to the Coach Couch podcast. For all our audio listeners that followed us through Spotify and whatever, we are now on YouTube. And for the newbies, the YouTube crowd, I'm Steve, a.k.a. Philly, and he is...
Beej. Oh, is it Ben, a.k.a. Beej?
Either way, call him Beej or Ben. Roll intro.
Woo.
One of the new and improved things to this podcast is that we've got a soundboard. And there's a couple of things we've got to adjust, like lighting. We're going to play around with the table that Ben is wobbling currently is not secure as we'd like. But he's got a poorly knee, haven't you, mate?
Sadly, mate, yeah. It's the main reason I'm back in the UK.
But first of all, I'd like to say a massive thank you to Ben Ridgway for the introduction there, the intro. Mm. He's created that on his own back. So
very, very impressed, yeah. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, thank
Solid
you, Ben.
Name as well.
Yeah, name. And he'll be coming on in the future. He's been on the audio one before. He's a very good lad. I just wanted to try and show. I thought I'd get him better, but I've not just got a weird, weird jumper on. It is I am Ken Enough.
Anyway.
Either way, I mean, it's the film that should have won the Oscar over Oppenheimer, would you say, Ben?
Absolutely, mate. It was definitely that.
I love it. You guys are so great.
This is the worst episode.
So yeah, I don't know why I gave him control of the soundboard. But to go through what we do here on the Coach Couch podcast, we look at films, TV, movies, everything. I know films and movies are the same. But this is our first time, so if you bear with us, we do appreciate that. Drop any comments or things you'd like to see. But one of the new features I want to do is called Bin or Bank It, right?
Mm.
So it goes in with what we've been watching. So what we always discuss what we've watched recently. So if we go to the cinema and we get our ticket, we can put it in this. Show this. So just a little bank for the cinema tickets. As you can see, there's ones in there from last year, but I'm going to get rid of them. So just to go straight into it, I've got a ticket for the people there that I went to see the other day. You can't really tell, but it was Abigail.
Horror movie?
It is a horror movie. Not necessarily scary, scary.
Jumping? But, or more psychological?
It's kind of, have you ever seen Ready or Not?
No.
So it's from the people who made that. It's more of a horror comedy.
I know the song by the Fugees.
Yes.
I imagine they're not related.
No. So it's a horror film. It's about basically, it's weird. I would say go into it knowing nothing about it. Mm-hmm. It essentially starts as a heist film.
Okay.
So this group of criminals is the word to say who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They go into a house and kidnap a young girl, take her back to this other house where they're holding a ransom to extradite money from her dad, who's a rich guy.
Yeah.
And then all hell breaks loose because she's a vampire.
Okay.
And her daddy is the big crime syndicate guy who's also obviously a vampire as well. And it just goes from there, and it's just a bit balls to the walls, absolute nuts. You're not liking the sound of it, are you?
It just sounds a bit mental.
But it's just a fun flick. It's not too scary, so if you know you're a bit too much in your, you know, you can't deal with jump scares, you'd be fine. It's got way too much gore towards the end, and it limps over the finish. It goes a bit too far, but it's definitely fun. So I would bank that. I'll give it a 7 out of 10 on Instagram.
Oh wow, that's good.
It's good for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and also everyone that is listening to this or viewing this, you want to go and follow us on Instagram. It's @the_culture_couch. We'd love you follow. All them likes. We can't get enough of that. So Abigail, I'm thinking, is a bank rather than a bin. So we'll stick that in the box and we'll go.
I mean, I've not been in the country, so from now on, we'll probably watch a lot of them together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did watch some earlier, just on the kind of related note.
Mm-hmm.
It was a new Liam Neeson film on Netflix. Save yourself an hour and a half. It's just a Liam Neeson film for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even kill that many people, which was a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to let you know, it's shit.
Usual Liam Neeson fodder since he did Taken, basically.
Yeah, but this one, he does have a legitimate Irish accent. So that's fine. He's an Irish accent. But yeah, but it's poor.
I have tried to tell Ben that he doesn't need to look at me all the time, but I'm such a super sexy man, and that's why we went to video, that he can't help it, obviously. Mm. But
some of us aren't vain like you.
So obviously Ben here has been to New Zealand, the country of the hobbits, should we say. How was it, mate? How the devil are you?
Incredible, mate. 8 months was pretty phenomenal. Seen a lot of the Lord of the Rings bits, but Hobbiton itself is outrageously good. I'm not just saying it because I've been. It's one place that the attention to detail is second to none. Never seen anything like it.
So is it like more Harry Potter Studios tour down in London where it's just all props? Or is it like interactive that you can go in everywhere?
No, so you can't go in everywhere. So you can't go in Bilbo's. So nothing was ever filmed in Bilbo's house.
Oh, okay.
But they have now made two of them that are accessible. And I'll be honest with you, the attention to detail in them is incredible. And you've got stuff that you can fiddle with, play with in them, but they're all attractive. You know, and they're like, you know, like the phones used to be in the phone shops on the wires.
Like, oh, right, yeah.
So you can like interact, but you can't steal it.
It's all
done. Peter Jackson, I mean, obviously, told you the story and everything, and Peter Jackson's attention to detail anyway was pretty incredible. But the whole tour itself was breathtaking. And the beer at the end that you get in the Green Dragon.
Okay.
I think that's correct.
Is that the pub that's in the film?
Yeah, was amazing as well. Because I've heard Hogsmeade's horrible. The beer at Hogsmeade.
Yeah, but it's not real.
Butterbeer.
Which is.
It's just the opposite where if I could have brought. Because you get it part of your tour. And then you can't actually buy them. But if I could have brought, you can buy them out of the bottle, probably from the shop. But
yeah.
If I could have had a fresh, I'd have had four or five. It was beautiful. Like, really nice.
So they didn't sell it to mass produce to take home then?
No, you can buy it in bottles, but it'd been expensive. I'm not a big drinker.
You need to stop knocking the table, by the way, mate.
Okay, do you want to pause it a second? I'll step back.
No,
don't worry about my knees, Steve.
No, I don't mean. I just mean stay still. You're a fidget arse, no, you are. You've been for. We've played around with this to try and make it perfect for you guys, and I think. The reason it took so long to record today is because someone's had about a 10 piss runs.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
I've drank a lot, though. but yeah, in general, the whole New Zealand was awesome. Went to see the Hobbit Hideaway. You know the bit where they hide from the Nazgul at the start? Below the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. It's basically just a little divot in the ring. It's funny. And it's really funny because people are literally just walking dogs and stuff, like people that live there.
Yeah, it's just
to some people, it's like, for me, it was massive, amazing. And for other people, they're like, just where I walk the dog, leave me alone. But really cool place. In general, New Zealand, not even regarding the Lord of the Rings stuff, was just awesome.
Yeah.
And obviously, a lot of these stuff that was filmed, even on the rivers and stuff, is all there and it's all legit and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, fair play.
So if anyone goes, I do fully recommend it.
So going back to what we've been watching, you've recommended Liam Neeson film. Well, you haven't recommended. I've recommended Abigail. Is there anything else you've watched? I mean, you finished Baby Reindeer. Whereas I'm only three episodes deep.
Yeah, it gets pretty dark after that. I've been interviewed.
Fucking, it's dark already.
Yeah, but it gets dark on a personal level.
So I mean,
I'm not in it, but it gets dark.
So I mean, for Baby Reindeer, for me, is the new. I would say the new Tiger King that it's blown up.
It has. I can't imagine he knew it was going to blow up like this. I think the fact that it's a true story helps.
Yeah, so I mean, if you haven't watched Baby Reindeer, it's on Netflix now. The main guy who's in it, I can't remember his name, unfortunately. He's a comic in real life.
Richard Gadd.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's Richard Gadd, written and story by Richard Gadd.
Yeah, so he's. It happened to him, this storyline, which is basically he works in a bar, he gives a woman a free cup of tea, and she becomes his stalker, essentially. Probably don't want to tell you any more than that. You just go ahead and watch it. It's dark, it's bleak. Like, I've been watching it with my wife, and she's very much, I can only do two episodes and then stop. So we did two, and then we did the third episode.
It gets dark, it's pretty rough, to be honest with
you. Yeah, and it's a whole different. So, but I just think it's blown up everywhere. It's everywhere over the internet.
It's like Saltburn for me, where I felt like I had to.
Have you seen Saltburn?
Yeah. Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because. When I went into your bathroom, I was enjoying the bug
oil. He's sucking the bug oil.
Oh, Jesus. It was like that for me. I didn't want to watch it, but I had to finish it. And like I say, you will understand what I mean by it does get dark in the next two episodes. And I mean that not worth watching way, just it's a bit more like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then the fact, like you say, the fact that this is a true story is pretty killer.
Yeah.
Good though. Like, nothing like ridiculous happens, but like.
Yeah.
That's what's so good about it, I think. You kind of not put yourself in his shoes, but you do a little bit, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, all it is he tried to do a nice thing, which was give a cup of tea to a woman that couldn't afford a drink, yet she was claiming to be a lawyer. And obviously, we know lawyers earn a lot of money. So, and it unravels from there. It's definitely worth a watch. I've still got four episodes to go, so we'll definitely wrap up and talk about that a bit more.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just to break down what else we're going to go through today, so we'll probably talk about a couple of more things we've been watching during the next, essentially, round. But first, we're going about news, and I haven't necessarily got much news this week. I just wanted to discuss the latest Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, because I've got some big questions, and I think you'd be able to help on this, because you're not an MCU nerd as much as me.
I'm not at all.
No. So that's where I think it will come in to help. Then we're going to do, so when we get guests on in the future, we really want to start asking them some of their Mount Rushmores of, like, favourite movies or specific things to them. So we've done today two Mount Rushmores, which is our favourite directors, so four favourite directors. Have you done their best film of theirs?
I have, yeah.
Okay. And that, and then we're going to do our four favourite sitcoms, which will help with what I've been watching.
Okay.
And then a new feature we're bringing in to do on the audio is a shout-out to an Instagram account. We just wanted to give a little shout-out to people. Like another podcast we love and listen to called Have a Word, always shouts out an unsigned band at the end. We wanted to shout out an Instagram account. And then we'll wrap up with BG's quiz.
Yeah, it's just because I've only just got in the country a couple of days ago, it's not going to be this great, but from then on it's going to be great.
It's the only thing he was asked to do, by the way.
And it's going to also be adapted to... Because what we can do is we'll do a versus maybe, where we could even get a leaderboard going. Well, when we have a guest on, you go head to head with them.
Yeah.
And
I like it.
I'll definitely tip the scales in their favour. But we'll accustom it to what they're into.
Yeah.
100%. Niches.
100%.
Or fetishes, you'd say.
I wouldn't say fetishes, no. But we were saying, like, we've had Aaron's collection off of Instagram before on the audio only pod. And if we did him, we'd do his Mount Rushmores of Pokemon, because his account's dedicated to Pokemon cards, things like that. And then the quiz would have a personal question at the end regarding, like, Pokemon for Aaron. So, and we'd try and tailor it to them people. And obviously, you play along with the quiz as well. So, talking about the Wolverine, why do I keep doing it the wrong way round? Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. So we've had two trailers released now. The first one didn't show any Wolverine.
Yeah.
Second one showed a lot of Wolverine.
I've seen the second one then.
Okay, so you've seen the most up-to-date one.
Okay.
But I've got two big questions regarding Deadpool and Wolverine. So can Deadpool and Wolverine save the MCU, so the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is in a bit of tatters? So...
Can I stop you there for a sec?
Yeah.
Why is it entirely? I just don't know.
Okay, yeah, so brief explanation is basically that...
Oh, is it since Endgame or whatever?
Since Endgame. So Endgame released 5 years ago the other day.
Oh, shit.
So it's five years ago.
I didn't know that long, yeah.
5 years ago since we had Endgame, which obviously is now the... is it pedestal? Yeah.
Yeah.
That people put it on and say, oh, it's the best film since Endgame. So you had it with Shang-Chi, which was literally, I think, the next film after. You had it with No Way Home. They do it with everything. And then... So they had, yeah, we don't need to talk about No Way Home again. I just feel your eyes burning.
I watched it again. I loved it.
No, I love it. And there is it seems a biased opinion now to actually love it, because people are like, oh, it's only a nostalgia factor.
Well, yeah.
What the fuck sequel isn't a nostalgia factor? Yeah. But that's not it. Endgame was a nostalgia factor, if you want to go that. You had 15 years of films building up to it. But the MCU is in tatters because the TV shows aren't doing great, bar probably Loki and WandaVision.
Yeah.
It's not to say they're not hits or they're not good. And then the films like Captain Marvel didn't do well. Thor, Love and Thunder bombed. It was like a really low rating on Rotten Tomatoes. All of these different films, they've not hit the nail on the head. This is the one that's going to top, make Spider-Man No Way Home money.
Yeah. So I think this is basically make or break. You're trying to...
I don't know if it'll make it... Disney are always going to release content anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're always going to want to... Because it's Disney and they're going to make money and they're diluting their products massively. And the big issue with the MCU is that they're not got a plan like they did to Endgame. It led up to it. Everything was connected, whereas now it feels very disconnected, and that's a major issue.
Like they're just trying to get cash cows out there, kind of.
Yeah, but like, so when I was looking at it on Instagram, I saw there was an account called Should You Choose to Accept. A little mini shout out there for him. Because he did a whole post on Wolverine, Deadpool and Wolverine, and what he liked about the trailer, what he didn't like. And I commented on there, like, I'm very similar to you there. I think it's going to ruin the ending to Logan, because obviously Wolverine dies in that film.
Spoiler. I've not seen it.
And then I said, you know, I do think it's going to make or break the MCU. And he said, well, for me, it's not. Because even if this is done well, the films that are coming out after it, so Captain America 4, has had so...
What? What, he'd fucked off back to?
He has, so it's now Falcon is now Captain
America. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is...
Anthony Mackie.
That's it, I like him.
Yeah, he's a good actor. Mm. And he's outspoken, and I like that.
Oh,
is yeah. And Harrison Ford's in it, Captain America 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's had terrible test screenings. It's in pre-production nightmare. Blade's been in pre-production for God knows how many years.
The same Blade.
I nearly said the wrestler.
Mustafa Ali.
He's the wrestler. It's Marshall Ali.
Oh, nice.
From Green Book.
Oh, and, nice.
Stuff like that. Which he has actually already appeared that's in a Marvel...
That's on Netflix.
Yeah, he has already appeared in a Marvel project.
Oh, okay.
He was in Luke Cage. And he was phenomenal in it. So
he was the main guy in Luke Cage?
He was the bad guy.
Okay.
Which they killed off
after
3 episodes.
He's quite a slim gentleman, isn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. He's not Luke Cage.
When Luke Cage was...
Massive, yeah. Okay. So... And then I think, I can't remember really the other films. You've got like Agatha, which is a Disney Plus show that I don't think many people would be bothered about.
Ooh, sorry, Blade a film or is it a series?
Film.
Okay.
So it's just the whole thing, other than this, and obviously I think it will be a good film. But I mean, what if Deadpool and Wolverine is a bad film? What happens if it's not a good film?
Do you know what's mad? I don't think Ryan Reynolds would make a bad film. But also, because of who he is and his relationship with Hugh Jackman, which is hilarious and it's real cool.
Yeah, I think that's the crux of the film.
They would kind of get away with it a little bit. But, I mean, they're going to be breaking the fourth wall every 20 seconds, I think. And it should be a barrel of laughs. I really like Ryan Reynolds anyway. But, I know what you're saying. It's going to be... Like you say, if it does flop and they do kind of try too hard, I think it'll go over... Like, they'll tip the scales and it'll just be a bit too much, like you're trying to shove it down our throat.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll go back to Doctor Strange 2. So Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. And the hype surrounding that film and the cameos, because it had the chance to do cameos, and then people coming away disappointed from it.
Yeah.
And I think the same for this will happen.
Yeah.
Is that if people don't get what they want, they'll throw their dummies out. And I'm not saying it should appeal to everyone. It shouldn't. But I just think there's a lot resting on it, especially if it's the only Marvel film coming out this year.
Yeah.
That... They needed that break, and I think if this does do well, they're going to have to reassess the rest of their lineup and just take a break, take a breather, take time in between films, give us back to what we had before, essentially.
Mm.
But I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, as a non-MCU fan, like that catches the films here and there, like you did with No Way Home, more for the Spider-Man nostalgia, and you've caught, obviously, Endgame, but you don't watch everything. How excited are you for Deadpool and Wolverine?
I'm not sure. The Wolverine films I've never watched. I watched the first one, I think, and that was a long time
ago. Like the original.
The original with, Hugh Jackman when he was first casting it. I've not watched Logan or any of them since then.
Will need to watch Logan before this.
Deadpool. I don't know if I've seen the second one. I do believe I would have. Actually, I do think I would have because it had a couple of the X-Men in it. Or was that the first one?
Yeah, well, they both do. The second one had the...
Oh, David Beckham in it? Was that just an advert?
I don't know.
He did an advert, Deadpool and David Beckham.
Maybe.
And
had the big kid in it. Fat kid.
Don't know then. But yeah, generally I will watch it. I will go to cinema to watch it. I am now an unlimited member again.
Mm-hmm.
So I will get as much cinema in. I'm reasonably excited. It looks like the trailer looks like it is going to be a good crack. There's going to be loads of action and it's going to be stupid. It's just whether, like I say, for me sometimes it's whether they tip the scales too far and it's just too... Stupid.
Yeah, and the R rating I think is going in its favour. The first Disney MCU film that is going to be like an 18 for us, or R rated for the American audiences.
Okay.
So, but it's topic of conversation that I thought we'd approach, but we'll see. We'll review
like
it on
so
it.
So as a neutral, I'd say I'd call myself in regards to it.
Yeah.
So I don't hate it, but I don't mind it at all. I do actually like it, but I'd say I'm out of 10. I'd say I'm a 7 excitement.
Deal with that for a neutral, deal with that.
Went for the new Top Gun. I'm at 11.
Are they doing another Top Gun?
I read something today saying, I think Tom Hanks and the handsome blonde boy returning. But I don't know.
I can't remember his name now, but he was a good looking boy. He was a very good looking
boy. He's been in a few bits since. He's doing well.
Oh, was he the one that was in Anyone But You?
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Talking about fears. We're not going to simp out on Sydney Sweeney.
Do you know who was in the other day? I'm pretty sure, and I will Google this, so I do apologise if this is wrong, guys. I'm 99.9% sure he's in The Dark Knight Rises.
I've got your Google. You've got your tablet there.
He.
It's your whole job as producer on this podcast. It's the only job you got.
So basically, he was the guy, I seen him, because I watched it on the plane on the way back from New Zealand. He was the guy, you know when the Bane goes in on the motorbike to the stock exchange?
Yes.
He's one of the guys, I think he hits him with a helmet or something, but he was the guy that like went, "You can't, there's no money here, why are you robbing us?" Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And it just, but then I was like, but I feel like he'd be too young to be in that as an adult.
Maybe he just looks good for his age.
Yeah, don't we all?
Well, no.
Glenn Powell, isn't it?
Glenn Powell, yeah.
Right, ready, guys? If this is a great spot from me, by the way, if this is right.
I'm a bit worried that he uses Wikipedia rather than IMDb.
The Dark Knight Rises, trade up number Razors. One. Rises, trade up number one. I got so excited, I forgot to speak.
You shook the table like and mad
then,
as well.
Sorry, and then? But he's only 35, so in that he must have been...
Well, when did Dark Knight Rises
come out? Oh, he was 24 out? Still. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah,
yeah, there's a little bit. That's what we bring to this podcast.
Yeah, I'm very good at spotting. To be fair, random.
Yeah,
young man.
What? Did you have any good films on the?
I was laughing. It shut the camera, which made it worse.
It's like young man.
So I watched
on the plane. I was
so seeing the Dark Knight series.
They were all on the plane.
Yeah. Oh, so I started with Batman Begins. I realised it's actually quite a good film.
It is a good film.
I watched Notched Off. It's been a bit boring, but it's not. It's quite good.
Noshed it off.
Yeah, this wording is not great for the last 20 minutes. Then I finished off with Notting Hill.
Oh, fair enough.
Because I love Julia Roberts, and I love the idea that she'll one day come into my shop.
What shop?
I don't own one, but this is the thing. I was watching Notting Hill and I thought I might get a bookshop.
Is there a bookshop in Notting Hill? I've never watched Notting Hill. We've discussed this on the audio.
The podcast has ended quickly.
Yeah, if you could get up.
Yeah, I know. So I'm trying not to.
So he's got a bad knee. As you know... As you know, if you listen on the audio, he comes in with an issue every week. But he's definitely had it. He's had surgery on it, bless you.
Yeah, that's
so. But we won't dwell on that too long.
No.
So let's talk. Yeah. So let's, because...
Sorry, on the plane, no, but I did watch that one. Is it Sisu?
Oh, you did watch
that.
That
was on the way there, yeah. So that was like months ago.
Yeah.
That was pretty gruesome. Have you seen it?
I've not seen it still, no.
Fighter, so... it's about a Norwegian guy, and I'm sorry if it's sort of difficult in Scandinavia, but I'm 90% sure it's Norwegian. And he's basically just an old colonel, but it is just, it's a bit like a Taken, really, but better. Very gruesome, not a lot. I think he says two words in the whole film, maybe.
Okay.
Not many, but just a real cool little film. Bit exaggerated, like he does a few bits where he wouldn't quite do it, but...
But fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of positive reviews for it, so...
I watched... Do you want me to just go through all the things I've watched over the last 8 months?
Not the last 8 months, no, just recently.
Okay,
anything I watched Masters, anyone you
Masters
really
of the Air on Apple had the guy that played Elvis in it.
Is that the. Is it Spielberg?
I think someone it might be, big yeah. is into. I'll be honest with you. I wanted to like it. But it just seemed. I don't know if I'd use the word rush, maybe. And I did like okay. There was bits that I liked, but then I know this is horrible. You know, I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but you know, not kind of knowing if everyone's eyes. You're a bit like, no, that's not true.
Yeah, which was my main thing with Top Gun Maverick at the end, where they put them in perilous situations, and then how many didn't everyone made out alive? And it's like, well, what do you do?
Well, it's like the Mission Impossible film, isn't it? They need to know before the mission can be accomplished.
No, but have you watched the last one?
No, I've not got a great thing
to say. I mean, I'd give it a 5 out of 10.
I put it on plane the other day, and I turned it off.
Someone big dies in that one.
Is it Peck?
No.
Is it Cruz?
No. It's a woman.
Ving Rhames.
It's a woman.
Oh, it's Mrs.
Yeah. That Rebecca Ferguson's character.
Oh, her.
But it,
I like Rebecca.
Well, they've got... It's not his Mrs. he married way back in the third one or whatever.
Yeah. Or the second. And then follow her off the next one.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like, whatever. It's but her character dies. But it stupidly does it that... Well, it's been out long enough now. It does it stupidly, like, not before the last act, and then there's this whole other last act that I was like, if you'd put that at the end, it would have been better, seeing as it's part one and two.
Okay, yeah, no, I do like the Mission Impossible films, but I don't know if I don't really like them to do a part one and two. I really want to Rebel Moon, because
other than that... Oh, mate, Rebel Moon's shit. Okay, well, I haven't watched part two, but, I mean, and people are going to hate on us for that. I know there's a lot of Zack Snyder fans, but I watched... And don't get me wrong, it looks glorious, it's great in that regard. But I watched the first one, and then I went around Kai's after... And he went, oh, you watched Rebel Moon yet? And I went, yeah. And he went, what did you think? And I went, I can't remember a single thing that happened.
Mm.
Like, it just existed. It was all just to tell you what was going on for 2 hours, however long hours. And then Zack Snyder and his usual has gone, I've got a director's cut coming. And I'm like, Great.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Might need to pause. I need to move back 2 steps.
1 minute, let me just bend a shovel.
I don't know how I'm going to do this with a chair.
You might have seen him just shuffle a little bit there, but hey ho.
Yeah,
so yeah, I mean, Rebel Moon, I wouldn't really know that.
Okay. I just write a few down. There wasn't millions, but
we don't need to. We've covered quite a few there. So
started watching Suits that I got into a little bit.
Meghan Markle.
She is smoking hot in that. I didn't realise she was so attractive.
But you know, monarchy hates her, so.
And then I'm trying to think of good things I watched. So I don't know if I've ever met. I really liked. So I want to watch the new Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Into's the first one, Across is the second.
I think we may have discussed it when I was on it previously. Yeah. I mean, this is like a fresh thing, but cartoon-wise, I was never interested for years, and then I watched the Teenage Mutant Mayhem.
Oh, yeah, I love
that. Since then, I'm back in the game where I really want to get into them, and even the Star Wars ones I've heard are great, like Clone Wars,
and that's meant to be phenomenal, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to try and get back into some of them. But, yeah, so I'm going to back into it now I've got a bit more time.
Sam. So let's move on to our Mount Rushmores. As we said, when we have guests on, we're going to try and do their Mount Rushmores. Try and introduce them and find a little bit about them. So we chose, are we doing directors or sitcoms first? I'll tell you what, we'll do sitcoms first, because the reason I decided on that is because I finally finished Modern Family.
Yeah.
Obviously, after watching 11 seasons?
I think it is 11, yeah.
11. Still don't know what happened to Phil's Magic Shop through the whole of that.
Yeah, just fucked up. Disappeared.
Just bought it, mate, and then...
Do you reckon he just did a trick and he was like, oh,
well, that's gone. There's loads of stuff like that, unfortunately, towards the end.
It does seem like potentially, like sometimes you do notice with shows where many people have said they had more plans for a bit further, and then many people have gone, we're not going to do it anymore, and they've gone, oh shit, we need to bail out.
Yeah, I mean, the Magic Shop was a couple of seasons before. It didn't make me lose interest, the fact that he just bought a magic shop and then it went. I mean, I love Phil, he's a great character.
Was it over any of the writer strikes, by the way? Was it over that time? Because...
Oh, I don't know. So I feel like it's been finished for quite a while now, even though I've only just started watching it.
Yeah,
but it is a phenomenal sitcom. I will recommend it.
Do you know... I'm going to spoil this because people should have seen it. Do you know his dad?
Fred Ward.
Yeah. He died before it got released. Like, I think just after the last episode was filmed.
Oh, like, did he? Because obviously they kill him off in the show.
Must have been because he was unwell, yeah.
Yeah, because he looked unwell.
By the way, that was a really sad episode for me.
But it was just... So, yeah, because obviously Claire's mum, Dee Dee, died. What did you press the Mario on?
Because it was the sound of him dying.
Okay. So, Dee Dee died, and it felt like it was played so much more for laughs.
Oh, I think we got one in there saying Dee Dee. Oh, no, it says Dindin. Ding, ding, ding. Sorry,
carry on.
She died, yeah.
She died, and it was played a lot more for laughs, and then especially with the tree shit afterwards.
Yeah.
Whereas, obviously, with Phil's dad... It was sudden.
Even that felt rushed and sudden, though, a little bit.
Yeah,
well,
it was. And I don't know if it was just because they couldn't
film anything with him more.
Because he did look seriously injured. But yeah, phenomenal sitcom, but it didn't make my Mount Rushmore.
Okay. So I don't know how I feel about that.
Do you want me to go? I want you to go first, because I think I can guess yours. So obviously with a Mount Rushmore, you can only have four. There's only four presidents on Mount Rushmore. So I'm going to guess yours, okay?
Okay.
And you say yes. Mm-hmm. So the first one is going to be the most overrated sitcom of all time, which is Friends.
Correct.
Second is going to be, ideally, the other sitcom that's very Friends-like that is also massively overrated, which is How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Yeah, you did put it on there.
Didn't get in there. Why? No, I will tell you. I will tell you if it was. It's in my honourable mentions, obviously, because I love it. And I've mentioned it before in the pod. It actually slipped out because I did realise how much I like it because of one guy. And I did think, I can't let her help. And it basically, the Modern Family situation came into it. And I'll be honest with you, I've not got Modern Family either. Would get an honourable mention and then some. But it was more one of them because with Modern Family, Thingy's my favourite by a lot. I've just mentioned. Phil Dunphy. But then literally, I think his son's great in it. I think his wife's really hot, but Julie Bowen's really good in it. But then also... Cam and...
Stop touching the desk.
Cam and Mitch. Cam and Mitch. I think he would be like literally very close second to me. So I was a bit like, with that, it's one of them, no matter who they spend to, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
When with Barney, like when they're doing the other scenes, I'm like, I'm just waiting for it to come up. So in general, because I tried to binge it a bit in New Zealand as well when I was off with my knee. And I did about three seasons and went a bit like, oh, I know what's coming. I know, like, I was like, so
it's more of a one time.
So I do appreciate that you were right and think it would be on there from when we last spoke. Okay. But it's just not.
So you got Friends on there, which at least you've got one every. You've not got Big Bang Theory, have you? I don't feel like you're that big of a fan of Big Bang.
I don't even like it.
Oh, that's good. I don't know what else you've got then. You're going to have to tell me.
So, and I really, really am proud of this. The Office US.
All right, so ding ding, we've both got that.
Oh, I did actually have the Lego of that in New Zealand because I couldn't bring it back. I had to sell it. So I'm going to try and get it again here because it's quite a cool set, but there's not a lot going on.
Small.
Yeah. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yep, both got because that as well.
I actually realised for quantity and quality, it's pretty much...
I think the last season really lets that down.
And that's only because there was riots. And right? still, so there was rioting.
And it's still great. Like, the ending's great.
And this is mine, and this is honestly more deserved than I think I forgot about it, is It's Always Sunny.
Okay.
I don't think I ever watched something as much where I am fully laughing out loud most of the time. And a couple of times, like, was hysterically crying. I mean, I was smoking a lot of marijuana at the time, but... the scene. Oh, I can't even just do it.
So I mean, I've watched all of It's Always Sunny now as well.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put it in my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, you don't really taste it,
obviously. I do love it, and I think it has the best scene that I've ever seen in a sitcom.
Go on. Oh, the dance.
Which is the dance scene, Max dance scene. And I watched that, and I can remember just being blown away from it because It's Always Sunny never did anything to that point where it was so played for laughs the whole way through.
It was actually phenomenal. Like,
and it was like, yeah.
And the fact that they did it, obviously, because then people would go, what has just happened? And Rob's just, I think he's just a phenomenal guy. Anyway,
yeah.
Rob, look at me, no, in the first name terms. Okay, so you've got Office US.
Yeah, you've missed
Brooklyn,
two.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Does South Park count?
Yeah.
Have you got South Park?
Yeah.
No, to be honest, I only say that because I didn't know if I could do cartoons, so I started going Family Guy. Maybe it would have gotten in, but I don't know if it would have.
Okay.
Because I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
South Park's far better than Family Guy.
It's just when I watch a random episode, I enjoy it. Okay. So I'll just mention my honourable mentions first.
Go on then.
Parks and Rec.
Never seen it.
Scrubs.
Yeah, okay.
They both honourable mentions. Scrubs, 5-10 years ago, Scrubs would have been in my top 4 by a long way. But it's just running after time, you're a bit like,
I find it hard to rewatch.
Yes, basically that's my thing. And also after listening to their podcast, I found them both a bit of a beg. I don't know how to word it, but I don't know. But
if you beg for likes, that'd be nice.
Those are more begging for work. I mean, I'm going to come back from fitness, I don't have a job, but I'm still begging. If anybody's got a job, please give it me. No, So your last one then. Shit. Seinfeld, no.
No.
Are they not Seinfeld in bloody New Zealand?
I don't know.
We don't really get...
Do you want a hint?
Yeah, I do actually.
It's British. I had to put a British one in there.
Bugger! It's Phoenix Nights, a sitcom.
Yeah, technically.
Oh, that probably would have gone in for me.
It's not Phoenix.
It's not got a longevity like that.
It's only two seasons.
Yeah, that's the thing. And Joe Wilde dropped out for that. The English Office as well, because it's just not long enough.
This one's only got 3 seasons.
Sex Education?
And 2 movies.
The In-Betweeners?
The In-Betweeners, of course it is.
Oh,
just too rewatchable. It's perfect. Captivating of my life when...
Yeah.
When I, at that time.
He was Will.
My mum weren't fit. Rest in peace, mum.
Oh,
but, I actually agree with
the In-Betweeners. So high now, by the way.
Yeah. And I rewatched an episode the other day, so instantly. And I did... A while ago, I did a best sitcoms post on Instagram, and I can remember when someone mentioned it, I was fuming, I didn't put it in.
I do that a lot on the post. So, especially when people give me shit, I'm like, no, I forgot.
So that's why I was like, I've got to call it out here.
Yeah,
so,
fair. Yeah, no, that's a good, you've got a good score. I've got no problems with your four.
Yeah, it's got a good mixture there. We've got a cartoon in there, we've got a British, we've got a lot of American we agree on too.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, comment down below.
Fan of Friends.
Your Mount Rushmore's on sitcoms below.
Yeah, especially if you guys do a Curb Your Enthusiasm, I've heard it's great.
Mm.
And I just can't quite get into it. But then I know Seinfeld meant to be good, but I just hate Jerry Seinfeld. Like,
and not even just that, I mean, let us know as well what you think ours that are crap. If you don't or do you agree with me that Friends is actually terrible? Or is Friends...
So I also know people in New Zealand that love Hamlet, which I'm really surprised not many people here do.
So, but... I mean, this one I think is going to be more up for contention, is that people will obviously say, how are you not included so-and-so?
Mm.
But these are obviously personal preference. So our four Mount Rushmore of directors. Mm. Checking yourself out.
I'm thinking about Richard Graham.
Yeah, just because you're looking at mine now, good at that. So, you want to go first, or you want me to go first?
Mount Rushmore, one each.
Directors.
One each?
Yeah, go on then.
Well, I think I've got the same with you anyway.
Okay.
Go.
So, first one had to be Spielberg.
Yeah.
You can't not.
Oh!
But the film is the hardest.
This is a fun game. Right, okay. Spielberg, for you.
Wait a minute. You're going Saving Private Ryan for Spielberg. I knew that. But it's not mine.
No, it'd be good for yours. I've got, horribly, I think it's not E.T.
No. I can't even remember E.T.
No. But do you know what's weird? I was just a look when I was looking through the director for the favourite film. And I'll be honest with you. Go on, just tell me.
There's a clue right behind you in the camera.
Oh, it's Jaws.
Of course it's Jaws.
It's also that.
Yeah, I know, yeah. They can't see that.
Oh, that's annoying.
It was either going to be Jaws or Jurassic Park. They were the two.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
So, should I do my honorable mentions now? I think I should do them first, because you'll fucking hate me if I do them afterwards. Like, I don't want to put them in the same name as the guy I'm going to mention.
So we've both got Spielberg.
Both Spielberg.
Yeah, so honorable mentions.
Michael Bay.
Fucking hell.
This is why I'm going to leave, hate me.
Yeah.
It's only because he's done a few films like
I'm just glad he's not up there.
Like your Armageddon.
We don't need to talk about Armageddon again.
And the Scott Brothers. Ridley and Tony.
They're not brothers, are they?
Yeah.
Ridley and Tony Scott?
Pretty sure they are.
Oh, okay.
By the way, if they're not, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Ridley was one honourable for me.
Which would have been bad, yeah.
Yeah.
And, Tony Gilden. Jump off the fridge.
Shit.
Like, 96. But they did all the films like Love on the Jungle, like Days of... He did, like, Days of Thunder and all the Top Guns and sort of... So that's why they're up there for me.
Yeah, the other honourable mention for me that just missed out was Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
So...
Because you look like it.
Just... More for, pre-heart attack, unfortunately. Now he's dead skinny, isn't he?
Unfortunately, now he's dead.
No.
So obviously, do you know what? It comes up within a minute.
Yeah.
So obviously, sorry for this going on a tangent, but I didn't know OJ died until about a week after. It's just not the same. I just watched the news. I was just watching Netflix, and then generally someone went, no, I found out, like we used to do in school days. Jokes. Like memes and stuff, I'm thinking. And someone went, all this stuff about OJ, but everyone forgets that you get the best car chase in history. Or the best, like, Fast and Furious, I can't remember
what
it was, brilliant.
Real life Fast and Furious. But, yeah. So, yeah, Kevin Smith was the only one, because growing up, I loved his films, and I'm gutted I'm not going Liverpool.
The other one for me was, I don't know, actually, you might have him, so I'll leave it.
No, we'll leave it. So we've got Spielberg, both got Spielberg.
And if I see them,
you go in next one.
Yeah, so my next one was Christopher Nolan.
Nolan just missed out on mine, so he probably would be an honourable.
But I do want to establish Inception.
A lot of people love, and I get why they love it, but I can't stand the ending.
I don't know, maybe it's sad. I think my thing was, because I don't like Interstellar, and it's not what I did want to say, Inception was my favourite when he did. I took the words wrong. But I didn't know what it is. I think something, I like to put myself in his shoes going, and then I went back and everything, that blows my mind. That makes me feel uncomfortable. But when we're talking about directors as well,
Nolan's obviously going to be up there for me, because my favourite film of all time is The Dark Knight, so he's got to be in contention, but he did miss out. So I'll go for my next one, which is the surprising one, which is Edgar Wright.
Do you know what?
Oh, wait, so are we saying, by the way, Inception is your film that you chose on behalf of Nolan as well? Yeah.
So Edgar Wright, I've been honestly thinking across my mind. Would he have made it on? Potentially, because my love for Sean Lennon was outrageous. So...
So he did Baby Driver, which I think is criminally underrated.
Sadly, because
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Because it's got two naughty people.
Yeah, especially now. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I've not seen it, I've heard great things, underrated.
And then he did most recently Last Night at Soho, which I would argue is not as strong. I couldn't stand the ending to that film either. It's still good. It still looks beautiful. The music's composed great, and that's something he does now. His soundtracks are phenomenal.
There weren't any
shots fired saying the ending's crap. And people liked Last Night, so, but I've got a lot of time for Edgar Wright, and Obviously, the film I chose as the best, it's got to be Shaun of the Dead, right?
Yeah, because I love Hot Fuzz, but Shaun of the Dead's the OG, and Hot Fuzz nicks a couple of jokes from it.
Yeah, and I think the big reason for me as well is that a trilogy, I love them all. I think The World's End is arguably a better drama than it is comedy, and I think Gary King is one of the best characters writes created.
The worst thing is he reminds me of my dad.
Like, yeah, I know, you said.
Legitimate, like, it's a bit weird, isn't it? But yeah, he's a good character. Well, so, my dad's not, he's a bad
So your third director for Mount Rushmore?
So I'll be honest with you, I should know who it is. I do know who it is. I've gone for your standard. I hate this one because I've done it because of three films, and it's Peter Jackson. But I love them so much. And obviously being to Hobbiton and seeing how much detail he had. Because you know, they only filmed in Hobbiton for like a week in one of the films. And he made them hand paint something like 1,000 leaves or 5,000 leaves. Like to make it look perfect for
everyone. Yeah.
Which I suppose, so he's fresh in my mind. I do love them films anyway, don't get me wrong. But so I do feel like it's a bit of a cop out because The Hobbits I didn't love by any means. King Kong I've never watched. Just another reference, by the way. I actually went to see a lot of the places where King Kong was filmed in Vietnam and Thailand.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I went out of way to. It's just trip. But yeah, it just got mentioned there. So Peter Jackson and Two Towers, obviously.
The Frighteners, by the way, is a very underrated Peter Jackson film. Love that. Michael J. Fox, great little horror comedy. So check that out. So I've got two left, and the other one's obviously a massive hit. They're both big hitters. Yeah. Which is Martin Scorsese has obviously got.
I'll be honest with you, I've gone Scores.
Yeah.
What film though?
Goodfellas.
Gangs of New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. And as you know, I'm not like so. That was a weird one for me. And it wasn't until I did really look at what he's done that I went, yeah, you know what, he's in there.
He's a phenomenal director. And don't get me wrong, I've still not seen Killers of Flower Moon. Can't give 3.5.
So I'll be honest with you.
You watched it.
3 shots at it. 3 fails. Because of how he does it nowadays and stuff. It's similar to kind of Quentin that does long vocabs. It looks good, and I think De Niro's going to be good. Leonardo DiCaprio looks great in it. My mum watched it on the plane. And I went, was it going to be good? And she's like, she's not got any taste in films, though. But I can't even word it. I couldn't get past the hour mark.
Yeah.
To the point where I can't remember what even happened. Like, if I went back to watch, I'd have to start again.
I didn't want to see it in the cinema. And then I just... it's Apple TV, isn't it? I'll have to get the free trial to watch it. But I didn't like Silence, which was the film he did before that, which is, again, but his directing and his filmmaking is so good, he has to be up there. You know, whereas Edgar's kind of more of a personal preference, so would Kevin Smith if he got
and
it.
And Peter Jackson.
Whereas Martin Scorsese and Spielberg, I'm looking at that he's actually undeniable talent is what's got him in. And the same for my last one, which is Quentin Tarantino.
The guy that likes feet.
The guy that loves feet.
Did you see the thing that came up the other day, which was no one ever. He does love feet, and he shows up and everyone makes jokes about it and goes. But people forget that he played himself in Dusk Till Dawn.
Where Selma Hayek drips the champagne down her foot. Off her foot, mouth.
Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, I think he might have said it.
That's not even his film as well.
I don't know.
No. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, awesome. I'll be honest with you, he was.
He was your fourth as well.
Have I not done?
No. You see, did Jackson, Nolan, Spielberg, Scorsese.
Quentin is literally my honorable mention. Yeah.
And obviously the film.
For me, for Quentin, it's Pulp.
Yeah, it's got to be Pulp.
But, I'll be honest, I liked Little Girl when I grew up.
That's not his film. Just said that. It's Robert Rodriguez's film.
It is Robert Rodriguez's film. Is it Robert Rodriguez in it as well?
Yeah.
Thought so. No,
Robert's not in it. It's obviously George Clooney.
Robert Rodriguez, the one that did the death, the one with Kurt Russell.
No, that is Quentin.
I'm so confused. But yeah, fair play. Yeah, Pulp, I think I do like Pulp. So yeah.
Yeah, Pulp's a phenomenal film. I think arguably Inglourious Basterds and Django could be up there for me as well.
Yeah.
They're just two great films as well. But
he did it once on Part of the Time in Hollywood, didn't he?
Yeah, which I've not seen still.
That would be up there with me. That would be close to Pulp.
See, I've seen with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, a lot of people have gone with they love it or they hate it.
I enjoyed it. I think it's quite good. Yeah. I think sometimes nowadays people don't just watch things with an open heart. I watch a lot of things with an open heart, obviously. Oppenheimer, I watch with a closed heart.
the hate for Oppenheimer. I love that people, when you did some reviews on the Instagram page, that people were not happy with your Oppenheimer.
I did quite a lot of people.
Was it a 3 out of 10?
Yeah, and that was generous. That was only for Killian Murphy,
because I was
pretty
bass.
Bulls.
Oh, was it? Yeah, it bulls for like etched in my brain forever.
I felt the
it's so hot in that cinema as well.
Yeah.
So again, let us know your favourite Mount Rushmore directors.
Robert Zemeckis.
Back to the Future. That's it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but who did Forrest Gump?
Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah, so he nearly got it for that.
But he's been fucking poor recently. He's done some awful
films. And that's, I think, obviously, what does influence your decision at the end of the day when you're a bit like.
You've got to have an amazing back, like.
Yeah.
I'll sum it up, like, for me, I personally wouldn't choose Peter Jackson, because I'd argue he's got three phenomenal films. Frighteners is good, King Kong's okay,
and
The Hobbits are terrible. So, and yeah, he's from a weird family.
Right, so that's our 8, well, it's not that one, but that's 6 we've been on altogether. Got 2 of the same, haven't we? Anyway, that's our
just press it.
That's our Mount Rushmore. Awesome.
The applause goes on for ages, and you probably didn't hear a word you just said because it goes on for that long. And we need to get headphones, by the way, because we're just pressing the soundboard. We can't hear it yet, so we are sorry if we just ring out.
And also, just to let you know, like, on the Mario one, it said Mary.
Yeah, copyright, obviously.
Oh, I bet it is, yeah. Think of that.
So we'll probably get taken off of YouTube before we can even start up when we use it. But we're using it if I get a question wrong. Applause if we're right. We probably won't use applause because that was too long. But so.
I think there's a cheer, though. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Okay, we'll go for applause.
Right, so as we said before the start, every week we're going to do a Instagram shout-out. So,
switch.
So, oh, you blocked my face. So, we would just like to shout out to over here. Wrong way around. So, this is our Instagram shout-out of the week, which is movie_ranking_rating_an_rating. Sorry, bro. Forgot that. Wrong way around. It's a bit controversial. But you can see his Instagram profile there, just where my face usually is. Great account. I really want to thank him, because when I started up the Instagram page for this podcast, he was the guy that basically invited me into the Movie Central group, really helped me connect with other great accounts. Definitely make sure you give this guy a follow. He does some slick reviews with like video editing. It's great. It's all the same. It's just beautifully presented and just a really nice down to earth guy. So,
like me.
Just like him. So yeah, give him a shout out, and again I'll put his details below. He's definitely a council boy looking out for. So
I said he's definitely a council boy.
I think he's a title artist. But he doesn't live in England, unfortunately, so we can't that. I can't remember now. It's somewhere in Europe, I want to believe. Sorry if I butchered that.
Feel free to comment on it.
But yeah, well, maybe you should go bold like me. No? You want to do that?
Still
thicker. Yeah, I still have thicker. We will move on to quiz. So.
Okay, so. Forgot where I've written it down.
And sorry there, it was movie_rating_ranking. Great guy, make sure you give him a follow. Thanks for all the love on Instagram, bro. Now let's move on to BG's quiz.
So, Jesus, wet. So, because it's the first one, I will explain the format. It's okay. It's the same layout for 10 questions each week. Obviously, the questions will be different. Obviously, it'll just be memory and interview. So in other words, like the first one is going to be something topical for that week.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, I've been away, so this one's a bit late. This one's a bit delayed. So, what car was OJ famously chased in?
Fucking no idea.
People are screaming at them.
I was going to say, play along, see if you can beat
me. What about if I told you, which is a horse? It's a white. I'm shit with cars. I hate cars.
What would I know?
No, she's famous for knowing who's chasing a white Bronco. Oh, what a shame. Nought for one. Let's have a Who played Elrond of Rivendell?
Hugo Weaving.
Correct.
Wait, do I get a cheer there? Yeah, it's way too long to do that every time.
Okay, so just to clarify, my autocorrect, I've not looked at it, so this is hilarious. I'll read it afterwards. But what film was the character of Vincent Vega in?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I know, I've already mentioned it earlier. It changed to what film was the character Concentrate Vega in? Okay, two out of three. Who won the Oscar in 1990 for My Left Foot?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, nice. I didn't think you'd get that.
I watched it in RE at school.
Really?
Yeah.
We watched The Green Mile.
We watched Shawshank as well.
Did you?
Maybe My Left Foot was
a different. Well, I heard your school was a bit like Shawshank.
You went the same school.
Yeah, I know. And I was under Dufresne. And you were the bigger boy.
Yeah.
What were they called in that?
I can't remember. Oh, let's not go on the Shawshank with it. Because when we did the audio episodes, and I got the mouse mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
Between that and the Green Mile.
Yeah, fair. Okay. So this is going to... So that was like who won the Oscar. This is the layout it's kind of going. And who... So this is a test to see how we do it. So this is one that's going to catch you out, I think.
Okay.
Who's married, and this is going to be each week, who's married to Sarah Jessica Parker?
Matthew Broderick.
So that was a bit easier.
Yeah, because people went mad at me the other day because I did underrated, overrated of the 80s movies, and I said Ferris Bueller is overrated.
Be honest with you, 100% agree.
Yeah. And I just don't see him as a leading man.
So what did everyone do? Did they just twist and shout? Come on. That's awful. Fair? Oh, God, I didn't have much of a block from the camera. Okay.
They don't need to see your face.
What song was made famous in the film Ghost? And I also want to clarify here. A lot of these are based around 1990.
I'm just imagining the bit where they're doing
there. So why always get the name of it? If you sing it, I'll allow you to have the point.
A hunger for your touch.
Hello.
I can't remember.
But he doesn't mention the title
in
the song, just clarify.
No, I know
I don't. I can give you a clue if you want.
Go on.
It's also been in another film. That's what I'm giving you. I'm joking. Right,
I don't know.
The second word is melody.
Unchained Melody.
Correct. You're not having the point.
Yeah, fair enough. Bron. You should have said Bron from Game of Thrones.
So that was obviously what song this film is. That's going to be a bit harder because some of them are obvious. So this is quote. You had me at hello. It's from what film? And I don't think you'd watch this in the movie, so I did feel a bit guilty with this one.
I know the quote.
Yeah. I might give you a clue on this.
It's not.
Go on.
Yeah. I know it's a rom com. Or is it Casablanca or
no,
the other one?
No, that you're thinking of some other quotes. I do know them, but I can't.
You had me at hello. So, is it Aubrey Hepburn?
No, okay, so I'm going to be honest with you. I think this would be mid 90s. Potentially 96. I don't know the official date, though, right now.
I've watched it. I'm pretty sure I've watched
Tom Cruise.
Risky Business.
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, of course it's Jerry Maguire.
To be fair, though, that's a hard one compared to some of them will be like...
Yeah, people will be screaming at that.
Yeah. I've never watched Jerry Maguire once.
No, I've never watched it.
It's all right. It's not too bad. Cuba Gooding Jr. is good, isn't it? Okay. Who plays Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight?
Aaron Eckhart.
I do the same as you. I know his first name's Aaron, and his second one begins with E. So generally, to the point where I was just going to have to Google it.
Was it Eckhart?
Yeah, it will be that.
Yeah. It will be that.
No, do you know what he was in, which I liked? Oh, a film that had Neo in it.
Keanu Reeves?
No, Neo is in the singer.
Oh.
N-E-Y-O. Battle of
Los Angeles. Yeah.
It was a pretty terrible film, but I just remember it was all right. What came first?
Chicken or the egg?
Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Or Beyond the Thunderdome?
They're going to be so close.
I purposely will obviously do them close, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do the same as me, by the way? Are you thinking of the quality of the film, like the actual filming of it?
I'm thinking, I can't remember when Star Wars came out. I'm pretty sure like Mad Max was 1980, like bang on the first one.
Yeah, you'd probably be right, to be fair.
And then I'm pretty sure Star Wars probably came out at the same time, if not 79.
I could tell you what I think I know.
I'm going to say, I don't know if there was a bigger gap in between Mad Max 2 and Beyond the Thunderdome. I'm going to go Return of the King came first.
Return of the King?
Return of the Jedi.
Correct. 83, and I believe Mad Max was 85.
Okay, take it.
So yeah. I think you got 6, 7? You didn't get
I didn't
Ghost.
Get Had Me at Hello.
Didn't get Jerry Maguire.
I didn't get the first one.
You got them all. You got 7 then.
Nice. I mean, I did ask for a Batman question. What was personal preference? Oh, yeah, there was, weren't there? My bad. So that's how BG's quiz will go. We'll do a question that's...
It'll be a little bit better laid out than that next time.
Yeah, this is obviously because we're just getting grips with this. So, but obviously, one will be who the Oscar went to, one will be...
I'll be honest with you, I thought you'd get less on that, so I'm a bit annoyed. If anyone remembers from the audios, Steve used to do quizzes for me, which would be what year was...
Guess the year,
and then he'd ask for, like, that Starship Troopers 7 was released. And ridiculous questions that were on.
They're probably up to that on the straight DVD as well. But, no, it was fun to be back, and please, like I say, go and give us a follow on Instagram. We'll probably have to do a flash where we actually show our Instagram, but we've not organised that ready for now. So it is at...
Our Instagram?
Well, you've been doing posts on it now. So, @_culture_couch. Obviously, like and subscribe to this YouTube. That would really help us. Any comments, I'll say, let us know your Mount Rushmore.
Oh my god, sorry.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have heard anything of that. But let us know your Mount Rushmores below, what you liked, didn't like of the pod. We need all comments to help us improve. Obviously, we're going to try and sort the light in the wonky table and stuff, but this was like a test to just get out there. And hopefully, a little bit of art behind us is coming with the logo spray painting there, things like that, just to carry on.
Yeah.
And this should be a regular weekly thing. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. And you stay cultured.